W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Latecomer by Jean Hanf Korelitz, narrated by Julia Whelan.
For Leslie Vogt Keeney, In Memoriam. I caught him with an unseen hook and an invisible line, which is long enough to let him wander to the ends of the world and still bring him back with a twitch upon the thread. C.K. Chesterton, via Evelyn Waugh. Foreword. The Oppenheimer triplets, who were thought of by not a single person who knew them as the Oppenheimer triplets, had been in full flight from one another as far back as their ancestral petri dish. Not one of the three, Harrison, the smart one, Lewin, the weird one, or Sally, the girl, had a speck of genuine affection for either of the others, or had ever once thought of a sister or a brother with anything resembling a sibling bond, let alone as counterparts in a tender and eternal family relationship. And this, despite the years of all-consuming effort from at least one of their parents, to say nothing of the staggering advantages they had enjoyed, beginning with the not inconsiderable price tag of their making. No, a lingering discontent overhung each of those three, and had since they were old enough to glean their shared origin story, judge their parents, and basically make up their minds about the other two. For 18 years they'd been together, from that petri dish to their crowded maternal womb to their shared home on the Brooklyn Esplanade, and their shared summer cottage, not really a cottage, on the vineyard, and their shared education, or indoctrination in Harrison's view, at the lauded Walden School of Brooklyn Heights, where a frankly socialist ethos stood in bald contrast to soaring tuition, and at no point did they ever grow closer, not even slightly, not even out of pity for their mother who had wanted that so badly. And then they were 18, and not just leaving home, but desperate to begin three permanently separate adult lives, which is exactly what would have happened if the Oppenheimer family hadn't taken a turn for the strange and quite possibly unprecedented. But it did. We did. And that has made all the difference. Part 1. The Parents. 1972 to 2001. Chapter 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?